I wish we could skip this part. You can't imagine how embarrassing it is. I mean, when the head of ranch security finds himself... well, let's mush on and get it over with. Somehow I had managed to... I can't say it. But I have to. By now you've figured it out yourself, so there's no use in trying to hide it. Okay, the road of life has many twists and turns. Sometimes when we start out on a long journey, we don't always know where or how it will end. We all have plans, right? But sometimes those plans don't turn out right, and then we experience the bitterness of, well, failure. We all feel the lash of failure once in a while. I mean, it's normal and natural, and our ability to cope with failure is... This is ridiculous. Hang on, here it comes with no whipped cream. I stepped into the trap and set off the trigger. There, now you know the awful truth. It would have been bad enough if this had been my first trap experience. It wasn't. It was my second. It would have been bad enough if I'd been alone, but it was my incredible misfortune to be standing in front of an audience of buzzards. Junior waddled into the shed, blinking his eyes and flashing a silly grin.
Oh my goodness, a doggy in a trap.
Wallace cackled with joy.
That's right, the dummy was trying to trap me and trapped himself. Say, dog, could you pass me the corn?
Between clenched teeth, I said, Wallace, do me a favor. Get out of here and leave me alone. I need some quiet time.
I bet you do. But you know what, Pooch? All at once, I'm feeling an urge to burst into song.
My heart sank. Good grief. You want to hear a song? No.
I ain't saying I'm a great singer, but do you want to hear my song?
No. He craned his neck in my direction and curled his beak.
Well, too bad, because I'm fixing to sing one.
He whirled around to Junior.
Son, give me a G.
Junior hummed a note. Wallace shook his head.
That ain't a G, that's a G whiz.
Junior hummed another note. And Wallace launched into one of the worst songs ever to disgrace this earth.